Good morning.
早安。
你好。I hope you caught the words in the verses that we read that say, do not fear.
我希望你们注意到我们读的经文中的一个重点，就是提醒我们不要害怕。
This is what we want to focus on this morning, this question of fear.
这是我们今天早上想分享的主题，就是关于这个惧怕的问题。
We live in a time that I would characterize as excessive fear.
我们生活在一个现在我可以称为一个非常过度恐惧的时代。
On a personal level, each of us has something that can cause us to be afraid.
在个人的层面，我们大概每个人都会有心里有一些让我们心里很惧怕的事情。
We hear things on the news. We have constant conversations about things that happen.
我们从新闻上面或者从我们对话中经常会知道很多的事情在发生。
For example, did the plane crash in Washington, D.C. cause you to wonder whether maybe you shouldn't fly?
当我们最近知道在 DC 坠毁的那一架民航客机，可能让我们心里想啊，我们应该或者不应该再乘飞机。
We can be afraid of economic disruptions like the loss of a job.
我们可能会经济的动荡，可能会因为失掉工作而心里有恐惧。
We may be afraid of health problems.
我们可能会身体的对身体的一些状况有担心有害怕。
Just think back a couple of years to the whole COVID pandemic and how much fear it created in people.
我们可以想到几年前这个 COVID 在大盛行的时候，我们可以想象每个人心里边的惧怕。
Or perhaps in your family there's a history of say cancer or heart disease.
也许呢，在有些人的家族史上面，有一些有癌症或者心脏病的家族史。
And we can live with fear that it might affect us.
我们心里面可能有这种恐惧，由于这种家族史可能会影响到我们自身的身体的健康。
We are sometimes afraid for our physical safety, or especially that of our children.
我们有的时候可能会我们的周围的安全来担心，尤其为我们孩子的安全担心。
And for those of us who know Christ, we are sometimes afraid that some of our loved ones don't know Him and may face eternity in hell.
对我们已经认识主耶稣的这些人，我们心里面担心可能是我们的家人、我们的朋友可能因为不认识主而将来走入地狱。
Look at a definition for a moment with me of fear.
我们来看一下这个恐惧的定义。
It may be a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, or pain.
这个恐惧，用名词来说，可能是由于即将发生的危险、恶事、痛苦而引发的痛苦情绪。
I can be afraid even if it's imagined or perceived as a threat and not real.
我可能是因为我自己想象或者预期的一些不好的事情发生，可能会有一些恐惧，而这些事情还不是很真实的，还没有发生。
To fear means to regard with dread or alarm.
那么从动词说来，非常恐惧呢，就是以恐惧和警觉的心情来看待。
To be afraid or to be apprehensive or uneasy.
对某件事情可能感到忧虑或者不安。或者有些非常的恐惧的心情。
And sometimes in scripture, fear refers to a reverential respect or awe of someone or something.
那么在圣经里边，这个恐惧或这个词 fear 其实是有另外一层敬畏的那种意思在里边。
But at the core of every fear that we have as humans,is a realization or perception that we have no control over a situation or we can't prevent something bad from happening.
这个恐惧的核心的一点就在于我们作为人，我们对周围的环境和发生的事情，我们认为我们根本没有控制力，我们不可能阻止事情的发生。
And since we all experience that at one point or other, Fear is a common human experience.
我们相信大家都有过这种经历，所以恐惧是我们作为人生命中的一个很经常的一个经历。
It's a reaction to perceiving that there are threats to our well-being.
是对那种潜在的那种威胁的一种自然的反应。
Now, it can be helpful.
在很多时候这是很有益处的。
You have heard, I'm sure, of the fight or flight response.
我们大家都知道那种或者战斗或者逃跑的这种本身的本能的应激的反应。
God has designed our bodies so that when we face a threat, we respond either by running or by facing it and trying to aggressively defend ourselves.
神给我们这个身体，让我们有这个本能。当我们遇到威胁的时候，我们或者是选择去逃跑，或者是选择去迎面去面对。
That's a response to fear.
这就是对恐惧的一个反应。
What does the Bible say about fear?
那么圣经里边关于恐惧是怎样说的呢？
Is it okay for us as believers to fear?
那么对于信徒来说，恐惧害怕是应该的吗？
Well, in fact, the Bible says we are not to fear.
事实上圣经告诉我们，我们不要惧怕。
That it's not a necessary response.
这不是一个必须的一个反应。
We're told this many times.
我们在很多次被提醒。
Start with 2 Timothy 1:7.
我们看提摩太后书1章7节。
God did not give us a spirit of fear, says Paul, but of power and of love and of self-control.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强忍耐谨守的心。
Isaiah 41:13, a couple of verses after the passage we read this morning.
以赛亚书41:13.
For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, Do not fear, I will help you.
因为我耶和华你的神必搀扶你的右手，对你说不要害怕，我必帮助你。
We want to take time to look at how we can live this way, but first, we have to look at a more foundational truth.
我们下面花些时间，我们来怎样去看这些有些哪些非常根本的一些事实。
This will help us to understand why we do not need to fear people or circumstances.
这会告诉我们，让我们可以不用去害怕人或者是周围的景况。
But as you can see on the screen, ironically, the way to not fear people or circumstances is to fear something or someone else, in this case, God himself.
我们看这个屏幕上显示的，就是神告诉我们，有些事我们是应当惧怕的，我们应当惧怕神他自己。
Now, that may sound like a contradiction, but it isn't.
这听上去像是前后矛盾，但是事实上不是的。
You see, fearing God is a necessary precondition that's directly related to why we don't have to fear people or circumstances.
来敬畏神，就是这里边的惧怕，敬畏神是真正能够让我们不害怕人或事物的一个作为环境的必要因素。
But I don't want you to simply take my word for it. Let's see what scripture says.
我不仅仅让你们就是听我讲的，咱们看看圣经是怎样说的。
Here's Psalm 76:7.
诗篇76:7讲到，
It is you alone, O God of Jacob, who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry?
唯独你是可畏的，你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站得住呢？
Jeremiah 5:22. Should you not fear me, declares the Lord? Should you not tremble in my presence?
耶利米书5:22说道，耶和华说，你们怎么不惧怕我呢？你们在我面前还不战惊吗？
Deuteronomy 31:12-13.
申命记31:12-13说道，
Assemble the people, men, women, and children, and the foreigners residing in your towns, so that they can listen and learn to fear the Lord your God and to follow all the words of this law. Their children who do not know this law, must hear it and must learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
要招聚他们男女孩子并城里寄居的，使他们听，使他们学习，好敬畏耶和华你们的神，谨守遵行这律法的一切话，也使他们未曾晓得这话这律法的儿女待以听见，学习敬畏耶和华你们的神，在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子，常常这样行。
Finally, let's look at some words of Jesus himself.
让我们来看耶稣的自己说的一些话。
Luke 12:4-5.
路加福音12:4-5.
Jesus is saying, I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear the one who after he is killed has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. This is referring to God.
我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么的，不要怕他们。我要指你们当怕的是谁？当怕那杀了以后又有权柄钉在地狱里的。我是在告诉你们，真要怕他。这里的他就是神。
I hope you can see here that the use of fear in fearing God is not simply reverential awe. It's more than that.
这里我们指出，就是对于神的这种惧怕，不仅仅是那种敬畏的心，而且比那个更深一层。
When Scripture tells us to fear God, it means to fear God.
当圣经告诉我们去惧怕神、敬畏神，那就是告诉我们要敬畏神。
The same Hebrew word that's used for do not fear is used for fear when it speaks of fearing God.
在希伯来文这里边的说不要去惧怕、害怕，这里边这个害怕这个词也正是用到要敬畏神是同一个词。
Likewise, in the passage that's still on the screen, where it says, do not be afraid of those who can kill only the body, that's the same word as used for fearing God later on in that verse.
在这屏幕上这经文里讲到，不要害怕那杀你杀身的人，这里边这个害怕和后面讲真正要惧怕神的那个惧怕是同样一个词。
We want to understand what this means to fear God and why it's so important for us to fear God.
这里面我们要注意为什么要敬畏神啊？为什么敬畏神是非常重要的。
Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
箴言9:10说到，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
You want to be wise?You can't be wise unless you first fear God.
你想有智慧吗？啊，那么有智慧的开端就是要认识神。
And then Proverbs 14:27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning people from the snares of death.
箴言14:27说到，敬畏耶和华就是生命的泉源，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
And there we first get a hint of why God wants us to fear him.
这里边我们就得到一些暗示，我们为什么神让我们来敬畏他。
We see it again here in Exodus 20:20.
我们看到出埃及记20:20。
Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning.
摩西对百姓说不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
When we understand who God is,
当我们明白神是谁，
it will give us a healthy fear of him.
就会给我们一个非常健康的对他的敬畏。
Who is God?
神是谁呢？
He's the creator of all that exists, which means that I'm alive, you are alive, only because he has made us.
神是万有存在的创造者，就是因为你和我今天是生存在这个世界上，是因为神创造了我们。
We also see in Scripture that God is all powerful. He can do anything that he wants to do.
我们从圣经中也知道神是全能的，他可以做任何的事情。
God is all knowing.
而且神是全知的。
He knows everything about me and you, including our sin and our guilt.
他对我们全然全知，他对包括我们的罪，他都是全然知道的。
God is also perfectly just.
真是完全的公正。
He must, as a just God, punish sin.
他一定是这个完全公正的神，所以他能够审判罪。
And God will judge everyone who doesn't turn to Jesus Christ in repentance and trust by an eternal punishment in hell.
神会把一切拒绝耶稣基督的人送进地狱，这是最终的审判。
This loving and yet fearing at the same time is something that we know in other contexts.
这里边又爱，同时又有这种敬畏，我们可以在其他的一些经文的上下文里看到。
Because God also asks us to love Him, right?
因为神也让我们说要爱神。
The greatest command, to love God with your whole being.
那么最大的诫命就是我们要以全心、全人去爱神。
But here, to fear God.
但这里又让我们讲要惧怕敬畏神。
How do we bring those two together?
我们怎么能把这两点能够合一在一起来理解呢？
Every good sailor who loves the sea will also have to admit that he fears it because it is capable of destroying him.
每个伟大的水手他会承认他会惧怕大海，因为大海有能力在随时吞没他。
Children, as young ones, learn that their parents are to be feared but yet also loved.
很小的孩子就知道他们的父母是需要惧怕或敬畏的，他也知道他们的父母也是爱他们的。
There's a beautiful illustration of this by C.S. Lewis in the first of his books from the Chronicles of Narnia.
这里边在 C.S. Lewis 在《纳尼亚传奇》里边有个非常非常经典完美的解释。
In this first story, four children, two brothers and two sisters, have been transported into a mysterious land called Narnia.
在那个《纳尼亚传奇》大家看过的会知道，有四个孩子被神奇的给就是运到了那个纳尼亚那个神秘的土地上。
They're traveling about, they encounter different things, and they hear about Aslan, the king and the lord of all of Narnia.
他们在那个土地上面行走，去到各个地方，他们听到很多关于这个土地上这个阿斯兰的很多传说。
They haven't yet met him, they haven't seen him, but they understand that he's rumored to be returning to that area.
他们没有见过他，他们也不知道他在哪里，但是有很多的传言说他会回来。
I should mention here that in the land of Narnia, the animals can speak.
那么在这个书里边讲到，在这个神奇的纳尼亚土地上面，这些动物们都会讲话。
And the children have been guided about by a beaver, Mr. Beaver.
这些孩子们是被这个海狸一家来带领。
And so when they ask him about Aslan, the king, he explains to them that they will soon meet Aslan.
当他们问到这个关于这个阿斯兰这个拉尼亚土地的这个王的时候，他们孩子们告诉说将来会见到阿斯兰。
But when he begins to describe Aslan to them, they're confused.
当他开始描述阿斯兰是怎样的一位王的时候，孩子们就很困惑。
So Mr. Beaver explains to them, Aslan is a lion, the lion.The great lion.
这个海狸先生就跟孩子们解释，这个阿斯兰是一个大狮子，是唯一的一个大狮子。
One of the children replies, "Oh, I thought he was a man."
有一个孩子回答说，哦，我还以为他是一个人呢。
Is he quite safe?
孩子问道说，那他安全吗？
I should be very nervous to meet a lion.
我见到这个狮子的时候，我可能会很紧张。
Here's Mr. Beaver's answer.
那么这海狸先生的回答是
Safe?
安全
Aren't you paying any attention?
你有没有注意这个海狸太太说的话？
Who said anything about safe? He's a lion.
有谁说他是安全的？他是一个狮子。
Of course he's not safe.
当然他不安全。
But he's good.
但是他很好。
And that's where these two come together.
这就是这两个能够在一起，这两个要素在一起。
Yahweh, the God who created us, is not safe.
耶和华就是创造我们这个神，他不是安全的。
But he's good.
但是他是美善的。
We can see in scripture in the Old Testament times when his wrath showed up against people.
我们在旧约里边经文里面记载到很多他对人能够发的那些愤怒。
But we're also told that he is a good God.
但是我们也从经文中读到他是一个美善的神。
He will be a delight to those who trust him.
他会非常非常高兴知道那些信靠他的人。
But a terror to those who reject him.
但是对那些拒绝他的人，他是恐怕的，他是非常大的恐惧。
Psalm 103:11-13 is familiar to us.
诗篇103:11-13讲到。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的神，像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
Interesting, in this verse, in both cases, God describes those that he has compassion on or loves as those who fear him.
在这段经文里面我们看到神描述那些对他有连续就是对他有喜爱的人是他会 fear, 就同时有对他有敬畏。
You see, we know that God is more than just someone to be feared.
我们知道神是远远是超越一位是可敬畏的神。
He's also a God of mercy.
他也是一位充满了怜悯。
Of compassion.
慈爱。
Of love.
和有耐心的神。
He's a patient God.
他是一个非常有耐心的神。
God is not a force like we hear about in the Star Wars movies, for example.
也神不是说像那些星际大战里面描述的那种星际的神秘的力量。
He's a personal being who wants to have a personal relationship with us.
他是一个真的愿意与人建立亲密关系的一个神。
He knows us in every way.
他们在我们方方面面都了解我们。
He wants us to know him like we know our best friend.
他希望我们能够认识他，就像我们认识我们最亲密的朋友一样。
This is the God that, though we fear him, we also love him.
这也就是这样的一位神，我们敬畏他，但是我们也爱他。
But in order not to fear people or circumstances,
但是如果我们不怕生活中的人或者是生活中的情况。
We have to be able to trust this God to protect us.
我们必须要相信来依靠这位神来保护我们。
In other words, if I can't control the circumstances, I know God can.
就另外一句话讲，就当我们不能对周围的环境有所控制的时候，我们知道神是有控制的。
And so I have to depend on him to be the one who does for me what I can't do for myself.
所以我要依靠神来做那些我自己做不到的事。
But to fully trust God with my life so that I don't have to give in to fear, I have to grasp who he is and what he can do.
但是要完全的依靠信赖神，所以我们不活在恐惧中，那我们必须要知道他是谁。
A few verses here to remind us.
那这里边经文中有几段来提醒我们神是谁。
Psalm 46:1-3。
诗篇46:1-3。
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽喷轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不惧怕。
Psalm 27:1-3。
诗篇二十七章一到一节三节。
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident.
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。
Finally, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6.
希伯来书十三章五到六节。
God has said, Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we can say with confidence, The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?
因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。所以我可以放胆地说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
And ultimately, the proof that we have of God's care and willingness to protect us is Jesus.
我们最终证明神爱我们，能够保护我们呢，就是耶稣基督。
If someone says they love you, but when things get tough, they run away, that's not a very dependable kind of love, is it?
如果有人说他爱你，然后当事情变得很艰难的时候，他就跑掉，这不是一个可以依靠的爱。
But Jesus was willing to go to the cross and die for us.
但是耶稣愿意为我们走上十字架，愿意为我们而死。
That's the kind of person we can trust.
这是我们可以信靠的人。
And that's who God is.
这就是神。
He wants us to know him in a personal way, not just to know information about him.
他愿意我们以真的是真正的从心里边能够认识他，而不是说只是知道关于他的一些信息。
And of course, he's made it possible for us to know him by taking away the barrier of sin that kept us away from God through Christ's death on the cross.
神让我们能够认识他，因为他把阻断我们认识神的这中间的障碍移除，这个障碍就是我们的罪，他让耶稣成为我们的赎罪祭，我们可以与神重新和好。
His death paid for our sin so that God could forgive it and still be a just God.
因为耶稣为我们的罪付上代价，所以神可以饶恕我们的罪，可以重新回归神面前。
The more that I experience God's goodness and faithfulness, the more I will trust him with my life.
我越是经历神的美善和信实，我就越会用我的生命来信靠他。
The more I understand God's purposes and his priorities, the more my prayers will align with his.
当我越是明白神的目的和他的优先，我的祷告也越会靠近他的旨意。
And the more I understand who God is, his attributes, the more I can realize how fully he is in control.
当我更了解神的属性的时候，我就会越意识到他确实是在掌控一切之中。
Just a few of many examples of God's attributes.
我们可以看到这下面神的一部分属性。
He's omnipotent, meaning all-powerful.
他无所不在，无所不能。
There's nothing he cannot do.
没有他做不到的事。
He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, and therefore with me all of the time.
他无所不在，他在世界的所有的任何地方，所以他时时与我同在。
He's omniscient. He knows everything.
他无所不知，他是全知的，他知道所有的事情。
Now that can be scary because he knows everything about me that I wish no one would know.
这个也会让我们心里边有一些恐惧和战惊，因为他知道我心里方方面面的角落东西，也许有一些事情我不希望人知道。
And yet, knowing all of those things about me, he still chose to give his life for me to save me.
即使他知道我的所有的一切，好的坏的所有一切，他还是选择来救赎我，把他的生命给我。
And the same is true for you.
这是对你们来说也是这样的。
He is eternal.
他是永恒的。
And he promises us that we will be with him in eternity.
他给我们这个应许，就是我们信靠他的人将来可以在永恒里与他同在。
He is self-sufficient. He doesn't depend on us or anyone or anything else for his existence.
他是自给自足的，他是自我足够，不依靠任何别人的事情。
He jumped down. He's unchanging.
他是永远不变的。
We don't have to be afraid that God is going to change his mind.
我们不会担心神哪一天会改变他的心意。
What he has promised, he will carry out.
他对人的应许永远不会改变。
He's patient.
他非常的耐心。
In fact, he is the most patient teacher that we could know.
他可能是我们能够认识的最有耐心的一个老师。
If I were God, I would not have put up with me this long.
如果我是神的话，我肯定不会忍受我自己这么久。
And I think you can probably identify that with that.
我想每个人可能都会自己对号入座，也会是这样子。
He is righteous.
他是公义的，公正的。
He will always act in the right way.
他永远是做对的事情。
Now, that's different than fairness, by the way.
但是这里边我要指出，这和公正和公平不是一个概念。
As I tell my children, if God were simply acting in fairness, he would send us all to hell.
我告诉我的孩子们经常讲，如果神说要一切公正公平的话，他可能把我们所有的人都会送到地狱里边。
Because our sin deserves that.
因为我们的罪是值得下地狱的。
But God in his justice has paid for our sin by punishing Jesus.
但是在神的公义里边，他已经为我们的罪献上赎罪，他把耶稣送上了十字架。
Again, this is the kind of a God we can trust.
这就是我们可以信靠的神。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
In one respect, totally different than us.
他是从另外一方面，就是完全和我们不同。
Because we are born sinners.
我们出生就是罪人。
And we learn how to do it very well, thank you.
我们学习怎么样去好好去行事。
But he promises to make us holy.
但是他应许把我们分别为圣。
He's already made us holy in position.
他把我们在位置上面已经把我们放到圣洁的位置。
Because he's taken away our sin and given us Christ's righteousness.
因为他把我们的罪移走，给我们以耶稣从耶稣而来的公正。
And he's working on us to make us more like our position, more righteous in our living through the Holy Spirit.
他通过圣灵在我们生命中把我们的变得更加公正公义，能更像，能配得我们那个位置，公义的位置。
And we have the promise that we will ultimately, when we're with him, be totally without sin in practice as well as on our record.
我们被保证，我们在这个认识他之后，我们可以可以我们的罪得救赎，永远的能够和他在一起。
If God is all of these things,
如果神是所有的这些，有这些属性，
He can surely protect us if He wishes.
如果他愿意，他可以完全的保护我。
We could have a whole different discussion about the times when it seems He didn't protect us.
那我们关于有的时候在特别情况下，我们感觉神并没有保护我们，这是另外的一个讨论。
But perhaps like allowing a child to touch something hot because we know they need to learn that it hurts, God doesn't stop us every time we do foolish things or cause harm to ourselves.
这里有个比喻，就像神并不是在我们做非常愚蠢做错误的事情，神时时的阻止，就像一个小孩子把手放到一个很烫的炉子上有的时候家长会让他去那么去做，所以他会长记性。
Because God's goal is to cause us to grow into Christ-likeness.
因为神的心意是让我们能够长得更像耶稣的样式。
And in most cases, growing requires pain and difficulty.
在很多情况下，成长是需要很多的痛苦和很多的挑战。
Just like growing a muscle stronger requires exercise.
就像长很健壮的肌肉是需要很多的锻炼。
So when we truly know God through Jesus,
当我们真正的通过耶稣来认识神，
and when we have a healthy fear of God,
当我们非常有一个健康的心态去敬畏神，
because we know that he's not someone to be trifled with,
因为我们知道神是不能够轻看的，
not someone to take lightly as though he doesn't care,
我们不能轻看神，好像神不在乎。
Then we will be able to trust God to work everything in our lives for our good.
然后这个时候我们就可以完全的信靠他，知道在生命中的一切神是为我们的好处。
Not necessarily for our comfort.
并不是为我们的安逸。
Not necessarily everything that we want.
也并不是说我们所需要的一切。
But for our good, as only he can fully understand and know it.
但是是对我们最好的，也这就是神，是只有神自己才能够完全知道的。
And when we trust him in that way,
当我们以这种心态来相信神的时候，
we won't need to fear circumstances or people.
我们就不需要害怕处境，害怕人。
As the scriptures said, what can humans do to us?
就像圣经里面告诉我们，人能把我们做，人能对我们做什么呢？
The worst that they can do is to usher us into Jesus' presence for eternity sooner.
那么他们能做，人能做的，就是说把我们送到耶稣面前，更早的送到耶稣面前。
And from on the basis of Scripture, when we get there, we will realize that we wish we would have been there much sooner than that.
当圣经里面告诉我们，我们知道，当我们面对耶稣的时候，我们心里会期望，我们为什么不早一点来见耶稣？
Are you living with fear?
你还在经历生活中经历恐惧吗？
Let's be honest. We are not capable of controlling all of our circumstances.
让我们诚实的面对，我们不可能对我们周遭的环境有完全的掌控。
Do you want to live without fear of people or circumstances?
你想在生活中不害怕人和周遭的环境吗？
You can only do that if you begin by fearing God.
你只能通过敬畏神才能够实现这一切。
By understanding who he is, that you're accountable to him.
当你认识神真正是谁，你能够遵循神的旨意。
But understanding that he is a good God.
知道他是一个美善的神。
A God who loves you and promises that if you fear and love him, he will work everything in your life for the good.
他给我们的应许是，如果我们爱他，敬畏他，他会在我们生命中能够活出对我们最好的结果。
And ultimately for his glory.
那么最终的目的是荣耀他的名。
If you want to live free from fear of people and circumstances.
如果你想不受周遭的人和事的那种恐惧，受那些来束缚。
Put your trust, your total reliance completely in what Jesus did for you on the cross, dying and then rising again.
那么把你的整个的信心信靠放在耶稣基督身上，放在那位为你而死，死在十字架上，为你的罪献上救赎的那位救主身上。
He is the only way to the Father.
他是通向神的唯一通道。
It's the only basis on which we can come into relationship with God, not just to fear him, but to love him and to experience his goodness.
耶稣也是我们唯一能够真的来到神面前，能够和神建立关系，能够知道神的美善，同时敬畏他的唯一的通道。
And when we do that,He will take away our fear and give us true peace.
当我们这样做的时候，他会把我们的恐惧移走，给我们心里真正的平安。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, your word sometimes, is difficult to understand.
天父啊，你的话语有的时候，不容易明白。
Sometimes it's very clear.
有的时候很清楚。
And you have told us that we are to love you.
你告诉我们我们要爱你。
But you've also told us that we are to fear you.
但同时你又告诉我们，我们要敬畏你。
And Lord, we know because we read in your word that you hate sin.
我们知道，因为通过圣经读你的话语，我们知道你恨恶罪。
Yet we confess that we don't always hate sin.
我们向你真是赎罪，承认我们有的真是充满罪恶。
We read in your word that you are in control of all things.
我们读你的话语知道你是掌控世间万有的。
That you are sovereign.
你是那位真是有主权的。
And yet we confess that often we try to take control of our own lives as though we're capable of doing that.
我们真是向你承认在很多时候我们想在生命中为自己做主，以为我们自己有这个能力。
Lord, help us to understand our need to know you and to fear you.
主啊，请你让我们明白，让我们明白我们有真实爱你，同时敬畏你，有这个需要。
But also to know you and to love you.
同时要认识你，爱你。
Because you are a good God.
因为你是那位美善的神。
And you've sacrificed your son for us.
你把你的儿子当成救赎，为我们罪而死。
Lord, help us to embrace these things.
主啊，请帮助我们能够明白这一切的真理。
Help us to take them to heart.
让铭记在心。
So that we can both fear you and love you.
所以能让我们同时敬畏你，而且还能爱你。
And as we do so, Lord, I pray, take away our fear of people and of circumstances.
我们这样做的时候，主啊，我们祷告，求你移除我们心中对人和周围情况的恐惧。
And as you've promised, give us peace.
因为这样做的时候，就像你所承诺的，你会给我们真正的平安。
Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
谢谢神，我们以耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.